disappointing to play as well as we played and to perform as well as we performed today and still just miss out on a final yet again.
And I suppose as in seasons past, you look back on certain aspects, on certain stages of the league where you might have sort of picked up a point here and there and didn't, and that's where maybe it's cost you in the end?
Yeah, possibly at the end, as opposed to the Donegal match at home. We didn't perform in it and we didn't play well and Donegal beat us well, and maybe that's at the end of the day, that's what is today, like, you know, it was a terrific game of Hurling, point for point, and I thought at the end with the scoreboard that we were a point up, but unfortunately not.
I mean, there was a very strong win there in your favour at first half. You'd only a 2 points lead at half time, but what a battle those boys put in the second half, you know, to lead for most of that second half, playing into that wind.
Yeah, we knew at half time that we were going to be under pressure, obviously, with the wind, but I suppose the wind was, as I told the lads at half time, the wind doesn't win the game for you. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're right, the second half, our performance was magnificent and all over the field, from a full back line right into a full forward line. We covered a lot of ground, you know, closed down, put Arma under pressure, and we had some great scores. But it's just, it's gut-wrenching to come out with, you know, just a draw at the end of it and not to make a league final again.
I mean, promotion would have been the aim, and you obviously feel these boys are capable of playing at a level higher.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you watch out there today and in other games and in the Nicky record we played last year, we're obviously, you know, I think we're capable of playing at a higher level, and I think, you know, it'd be great to get there just to be able to, you know, to improve and push on from where we are, because you need to get to that level really and play against those teams in the higher division to improve, you know.
And you've built the squad, you've got greater strength and depth, you're bringing new young fellas in, and they're learning as they go along, so that, I mean, the squad is strong as it stands.
Oh, absolutely. We brought in young fellas last year, we brought in another 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 this year, along with experienced players as there as well, and we have a good bench. We guys come on there today and played equally as well as the guys that started, but we knew that from the start that we had strong lads to come in when we needed them, and we needed them in the second half. But that's the thing about it, you have to keep developing, you have to keep pushing on, and you need to bring the young lads in to get them up to the speed and of the Hurling we want to play.
It's a long break now to the Nicky record. How do you keep the boys fresh in the meantime?
Yeah, well, as I said to the lads, I don't like post-mortems after games, so we just go in, get showered, go home, relax, we'll have a think about it, look at the club, what's coming up in club, at club level, because obviously we're pulling a lot from two clubs, so we have to look at that. Yes, you're right, there's 2 months now, March and April, before we play in the 8th or 9th of May in the Nicky record. But yeah, but we have to, you know, manage that and look at it and not to drop off, but also to keep it going, but not to overdo it. So yeah, we'll have a think about it over the next couple of days, see what's best for the boys and what's best for the players. And yes, we look forward then to having a crack at the Nicky record come May.
I suppose the thing about this, Matty, like when you talk about that break, you know, you have 4 league games in the worst of weather in February, February basically,
yeah.
And now, you know, coming into March, your league campaign's finished, mm-hmm. and you're waiting to the beginning of May before you have a guaranteed 2 championship matches. Like, it doesn't help to promote the thing too much, does it?
Maybe you tell them up at Congress when they're talking about all these other things and about these rule changes. Maybe they'd look at the like of that there, where we're playing nothing but winter Hurling. And they want us to improve our standard, but you're absolutely right, the worst months of the year, January, February, we're playing the bulk of our Hurling and a few matches in come May. But really come April, when we should be out playing Hurling and the pitches are getting better, you can improve your skill level, we're not playing very much Hurling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe the powers to be might look at that, but then again, do we really mean that much to the powers to be, because we don't make money for the GAA, we cost money. And it's, you know, you keep hearing this about, you know, push on the game and develop it, but it's all about doing. And you know, nobody has looked at the structures as regards the Division 3A, 3B, and the Nicky Racket, and the time of year that we play Hurling. As I say, most of our Hurling played in the winter time, and there's not a chance that you're going to improve playing Hurling in the winter time. We need to get into the summertime, into the dry sod, where the guys can improve.
Because mm-hmm. you lose the momentum, you know, the way out there, you know, really good game, as we said, you know, players playing, you know, at a good standard, and it was the same couple of years ago when you won the Nicky record, you know, good standing in Croke Park the first weekend of June, nothing more for the rest of the summer. You lose that, you're in danger of losing that momentum.
Absolutely, and that's the problem, as I say, we don't play enough Hurling in the good conditions to improve, and this is not only ourselves, Armagh has the same situation, and the other counties are the same. So you do need, you know, you need to continually playing at that level. And, you know, for the amount of matches that's played at county level and the amount of matches that's played at club level, even in these counties, mm-hmm. there's no reason why we couldn't put the both of them into the one season and play them over a number of months in the better weather. Because, as you quite rightly said, you know, in the best months of the year, you know, Nicky Rackard is completed in the first week or second week of June. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the rest of the summertime, we play no hurling. So how are we ever going to improve and bring the standard up if we don't get playing in more hurling in the best time of year? Mm-hmm. And I say, I've been saying this for a number of years. Nobody ever asked you anything about it. Nobody ever talked to you about mm-hmm. it. But they seem to make all these rules and regulations in Croke Park and throw a blanket over everything. It may suit the stronger counties down south, okay, but they're getting hurling right through the summer. We don't.
Mm-hmm.